Master Niranjana Maharaj's fantastic lecture. Yeah, right. We have to wait until Niranjana Maharaj. This was a very wonderful lecture. And you have reminded me of a statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which highlights the position of Lord Nityananda. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaks of two circles of prema. Two loving circles, One which is which he refers to as the inner circle, and the other which he refers to as the outer circle. They are, in other words, related to each other. Now he says that Srimati Radharani is the guru of the inner circle of servants of Sri Krishna. The inner circle are these gopis who serve the divine couple. And Lord Nityananda is the guru of the outer circle of devotees. These are the devotees who are trying to come in the material world towards Vrindavan. And he says that Srimati Radharani accepts those souls which are brought to her by Nityananda Prabhu. This, of course, brings us into a highest philosophical subject matter called the Guru Tattva. Which is resided over by Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram becomes, when he is very merciful, he becomes Lord Nitai. Who is known to approach everyone and coax them into devotional service. So by glorifying Lord Nityananda on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, Niranjana Maharaj has done us a great favor. He has actually told us how we can get the blessings of Gauranga, who is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. We need to come in contact with Nithai. We need to lovingly understand that Lord Nityananda comes in the function of the Guru Tattva, who removes us from the material energy and attaches us to the spiritual energy. That is happening also whenever you come in some contact, whatever, with the Guru Tattva, you are immediately requested to give up your material involvement and start your devotional service in earnestness. Sri Nityananda Ram Ki! Hare Krishna. Now I would like to go into a subject matter which I'm a little bit shy to go into. Because there will be a little you will see soon. But it will be, as I will raise a question, in which way should a devotee meditate about Lord Chaitanya? If you think on Lord Chaitanya, what will you think? Maybe that he splashed the brahmanas who were in the Ganga taking their bath with water so that they couldn't concentrate on the Gayatri mantras. Or do you meditate about him in his beautiful deity form? Or do you want to think about him in his pastime of defeating all the scholars? A devotee who wants to come close to Krishna, and I believe this is the festival all about, must know, first of all, we need absolutely Gauranga's mercy for this. But then we need to know how will we think about Lord Gaura. Whenever you do sadhana or spiritual practice, you must be aware of the sadhya or the goal. When you do, Prabhupada gave the example of someone ruddering a boat over a lake, he must know where he is going, otherwise he moves in circles. So let us now concentrate, go deeply into this, and then we will meditate about Lord Gauranga. In a very particular way which will awaken devotional feelings in our heart. Srila Prabhupada wrote in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that those who are under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord is in separation. When the feelings of separation become very intense, one attains the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya has many faces in his manifest pastimes. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas start to clink in really into the pastimes of the Lord when he returns from Gaya after his initiation. They relish the preparation of his volcano of love when he was in the pastime of a scholar here in Navadvip just before that. But they become especially excited when they hear how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes into the house of Srivas Thakur and relates what he saw on his way back from Gaya to Navadvip.
Но при этом особо наслаждаются тем, да, прочие здания приходят, то все вас, которые рассказывают о том, что он увидел по дороге из Гайна в Бибу.
Lord Chaitanya speaks.
Lord Chaitanya говорит,
my friends,
мои друзья,
I'm very, very sad.
Друзья мои, я очень бесспорный.
And he stops to speak and tears come down his eyes.
И он прекращает говорить, и слезы текут у него из глаз.
After some time, everyone thinks, what happened? That broke your heart. And Gauranga explains that he was in Kanainata Shala. And as he chanted his mantras, he saw a beautiful, smiling, blackish boy approaching him.
И Гаранашари, когда он воспевал свои мантры, он видел, что прекрасный темнокожий мальчик приближается к нему.
He gives a description of that boy.
И он описывает, как выглядел этот мальчик.
And afterwards he says, but then.
Сказал, но затем.
He went back, smiling at me, step by step, into the forest from which he had just come.
Улыбаясь мне, он шаг за шагом отдалялся от меня и скрылся в лесу, где он появился.
I ran towards him.
Я бежал за ним.
I shouted, "Hey, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna!"
Я кричал, Кришна, Кришна, Кришна.
But he disappeared and left me alone.
No one shares the affair with me.
I gained the treasure of my heart and I lost him.
Я нашел сокровище своего сердца, я потерял его снова.
And then Mahaprabhu starts to cry so intensely.
И затем Махапрабху начал плакать так сильно.
Next moment they hear a noise.
В следующий момент все услышали шум.
Gadadha, who was hiding in the house of Shivas, hears the Lord crying in love of Krishna. And it is so strong that he loses his balance and bang, falls into falls on the ground. The devotees look what was the noise and they found Gadadha on the floor crying. And everyone becomes merged into this feeling, and it seems as if Mother Ganga sweeps the house of Shivas Thakur.
И вдруг все одновременно погрузились в настроение и стало похоже, что мать Ганга затопила дом Шривас Такура.
Here in Navadvip we also here in Mayapur we also saw Srila Prabhupada crying in love of Godhead in the midst of his lecture.
Здесь, в Майяпуре, видим, как Шрила Прабхупада плакал от разлуки с Господом посреди своей лекции.
His movement was young then. There were very devotees who were not older than 8 years maybe or like this.
Это было молодое движение, и в нем не было прежних старше, чем 8 лет практикующих знание Кришны.
But for a moment which seemed to be like eternity, we just looked at Prabhupada. First helpless.
Сначала беспомощен.
What went wrong? But then we were also touched by the ecstasy which emanated from him in pure love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this particular type of love, a love which is full of yearning, full of eagerness, full of wanting. He came to taste this love. Again and again he would quote the verse which Madhavendra Puri composed in departing from this world. Aidina dayatra nata he matura nata kadavalochase, etc. Where are you, Krishna? Why did you have to go to Mathura? It's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. My heart is broken. How can I now survive my dying days? In Krishna book, Prabhupada says those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must learn this art. Feeling separated for Krishna. When you chant, you must chant in the mood that, oh Krishna, I want you so much. Please accept me, please accept me. Yes, it means you are not yet there, you wish to come there. Sanatana Goswami in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita gives an analogy of the chakora bird who only drinks the water from the from out of the rain cloud. Yes, the petite chakora is thirsty for the whole year until the monsoon clouds come. This particular petite never drinks water from the ground, from any pukus or puddles of rain of water. You can imagine how thirsty he is when finally the first monsoon clouds come. And he, while flying toward the cloud, he cries out, Jaldi! Jaldi! Jaldi means give me water, give me water. It's his real need. And even if there is some thunder, when there is this grom, yes, then he will just go shoop and into the cloud and drink. Only water, nothing else. He feels separation from water. Sanatana Goswami gives a second example, which for those in the Grihastha Vesh will address, will make more sense. It's about the Chakravarti bird. Somehow this Chakravarti bird can only meet his beloved in the night. But by some curse which has become translated in the genetic code of this poor bird, he never meets his wife. He only cries through the night, darling, where are you? Darling, where are you? And he sometimes hears his wife, who has the same call. Yes, same call. But they somehow always miss. He's going to the western direction and she's going to the eastern direction. How desperate these Chakravarti birds are. Where are you? This is the mood which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us, in which we have to perform our bhajan. And in order that this very high class, good, favorable mood comes up, we must meditate about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a certain way. We can meditate about his ecstatic dancing before the Ratha Yatra cart. Yes, you know there were different circles of devotees around him to protect him. Pratap Maharaj Prataparudra once, you know, he wanted to see that dancing, and he came close to the, I think he was in the third circle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing more and more and more. Sometimes he leaped in the air, and while still in the air, fainted, so that he came crashing down on the floor, and everyone thought, oh no, Krishna, save him. Then he was turning in the dust, crying and becoming black like Krishna from the wet mud, wet earth. Again and again, Prataparudra wanted couldn't see so good, so he so his general Harishchandra tapped the devotee who was before Srivas, before Prataparudra, and was in the way, so to say. It was Srivas on the shoulder. But like all the other devotees, Srivas was just fixed on the beautiful darshan of this prema kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he just slapped the powerful general in his face. Pang! Now Harishchandra was on many war expeditions, and he was a very powerful Maharati. And you don't slap Harishchandra like this into the face. He just wanted to say something Kshatriya-like to Shivas Thakur. But Prataparudra stopped him and said, "You are so fortunate. You are slapped by an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I wish I would be so fortunate." This shows you a little bit, my dear devotee, what ecstasy was going on through Mahaprabhu. Now, why was the dancing so wonderful? Was it especially muscular dancing? Was it because it was very, how do you say, acrobatic? No, so much prema was there in the dancing of Mahaprabhu. So much love in separation. And this is how the devotees, particular also Raghunath Das Goswami, likes to meditate about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is another picture about which the devotee meditates. It's about Mahaprabhu's beautiful long eyes. And how he cries so sweetly for Krishna. This is something to meditate about. And this will give us the right sound of the voice. A sound which will attract Lord Krishna. The sound of pleading, the sound of crying, the sound of wanting. The sound of the spiritual purified heart. Alas, alas, says Jagadananda Pandit.
Uvui,
uvui. In German you say uvi, uvi.
Yes, uvui,
yes. Uvui. Mm-hmm. French, I think you would say oh la la. Right, maybe something else. So, uvi, uvi. I have left you. I am a Krishna Das, but I have become a Maya Das. Now, please take me back to you. Ayinanda Tanuya, says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have fallen from. I was your Kinkara, your servant, but I have fallen to the ocean of birth and death. I'm dying. I do not know how long I can hold on. Please save me, pick me up as one of the particles of dust and fix me at your lotus feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can think about him as crying for Krishna, running after Krishna. And when we do so, some very favorable emotions in Krishna consciousness will immediately enter our heart by the mercy of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Yes. This is what we wished, what we say on this subject, but I think we will now move on to another speaker.
Это то, что мы хотели сказать по этому поводу. Я думаю, что сейчас мы дадим слово другому.
Please, devotees, take the mercy of this day.
Дорогие преданные, пожалуйста, возьмите всю милость, которая есть в этом дне.
Understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood.
Поймите настроение Господа Чайтанья Махапрабху.
From the very beginning, he would always want Krishna.
С самого начала он всегда хотел Кришну.
Someone who has not in his heart this desire to want Krishna, he's half dead. What is the use of living if we do not feel a great desire to have Krishna? We just eat and sleep and think of sex. And what else?
Мы просто едим, пьем, думаем о сексе и что-то еще.
Go to the bathroom.
Иногда ходим в туалет еще.
What else is interesting?
Что еще интересно в нашей жизни?
Make politics.
О, мы еще занимаемся политикой.
What?
Бегут люди.
Oh, go to the movies.
Иногда еще ходим в кино.
Watch television.
Смотрим телевизор.
All the activities of a dead man. Shukadev Goswami says like a ghost.
We
need to be to come alive.
We
need to get this type of necessity in our heart. I want Krishna. Krishna, yes. Krishna. So, yes, let us take the medicine.
Давайте примем лекарство.
Каранга!